one little scripture in Zechariah 4:10, and it reads like this: "For who hath despised the day of small things?" Now notice this, get the words. "For who hath despised the day of small things?" Little things, you may be seeing.
Right.
Praise God. I looked that up, Brother Ron and Ronnie. I said, "Lord, what do you mean here by despised?" Now the Holy Ghost is speaking through the prophet. Despised in the Hebrew in this scripture means to hold or to treat as insignificant and not important enough to acknowledge or take to heart. Wow, it wasn't that you hated it. Listen now, for in other words, you could read it, "For who to hold or treat as insignificant, not important enough to acknowledge or take to heart, for who hath despised the day of small things?" The little things. How many knows God's in the little things?
Amen.
Yes, he is.
So what's the sweet Holy Ghost to say unto us? Who among you could ever forget the small things?
Amen.
The small things. You know, it ain't the great big things that God does. We overlook the little ones. Every day, the little things that God comes along and touches, he gives us and allows us to have. The little things, the small things. And we take it sometimes so much for granted, Brother Charles. The little things that God has put in our life, the little blessings, the little touches. How many can say, "I thank him for the little things"?
Amen.
It ain't so much the great big things. It's the little things every day that we overlook. God's been so good to us in 100 different ways. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Who among you could ever overlook all the little things that God has done? What are you saying, Jesus, to us tonight? Look back over your life from where you are today and thank me for all the little blessings that I have sent your way.
Amen.
Praise me in the little things.
Yes.
How many knows the grace of God has brought us to where we are today?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I tell you what, I've served him many, many years and I've found him to be faithful. I can look unto him, hallelujah, know that he's real.
Yes.
Jesus said, "I will never leave you and I will never forsake you."
Yes.
He said, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. To the end of the age." Hallelujah. I don't care if you was here tonight and you was 110 years old. You can look back on your life and say, "God has been faithful. God has been so good to me." You might be in your 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, but you can look at the many times that God's laid his hand upon you and he's touched you and he's lifted you when you needed help. He came by and he blessed your soul. He's the one that puts food on our table. I've never went hungry all of these years. In February I'll be 69 years old. I'm pushing 70, but I can tell you the Lord, he's not forgotten the righteous, and he knows when we cry to him, and he knows our need before we ever ask him. Old David of old, he said, "I've been young and right now I'm old, and neither have I found that God would forsake the righteous." Hallelujah. They would be begging for bread. I'm telling you, I'm clothed and I walked in here on my own power and on my own strength. I had a good meal today, a chicken and dumplings and biscuits. Hallelujah. God's been good to me. And fresh freezer corn and mashed potatoes. I never go hungry. I've never went hungry since I got born into this old world, except when I fast and when I pray and when I do without. I say, "Lord, my soul, is hungry for you, and my heart is thirsty for you. And I push the plate back, and I say, Lord, I'm hungry for another wave of glory. I'm hungry for another blessing. I'm from the glory world. I want you, and I want the wonderful Spirit of God. I raise him on my hand. I got so much, and I praise him for, and so much to thank him for. Hallelujah. Woo! He's real. He's alive. Hey, Lord. Oh, he's real. He's sweet to our soul. He's sweeter than honey in the honeycomb. And nothing can compare to our God. And the Bible said to taste and to see that the Lord is good. How many can say, I've tasted of the grace of God?
Yes, amen.
Yes.
Who hath taken it for granted the small things?
Yeah.
And not acknowledge the little things.
Come on.
The little things.
Yes.
Count it is not worthy enough to praise him. No. Oh, Lord.
Come on.
I feel sorry for the pastor of every church.
Come on. Come on.
I feel sorry when he says, has anybody got a word for Jesus? Has anybody got a praise for him? And what do we come in the house of God for? Hallelujah. We serve him outside of those doors, Ronnie Ray. But when we come through those glass doors, I came with a praise. I came to praise him and to thank him and to worship him. We worship the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Look back, Jesus is saying, over your life, where you are today and where that you came from, and thank me for all the little things. I wrote this before I came, that I have sent your way. Praise me for it. Yes, you've got to praise. You don't have to look very far to see my hand and my goodness, saith the Lord. Psalms 40 and 5. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done. Many. Whew. The wonderful works, many, Lord. And thy thoughts which are to us.
Yes.
How many knows tonight the Lord's thinking about us?
Oh, yes.
He's thinking about you, God. You're in his mind. You're in his thoughts. Day and night. Come on. When I lay my head on my pillow of a night, I close my eyes and I go to sleep. He never slumbers. He never sleeps.
Amen.
Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. Oh, hallelujah. When you see that old in the scripture, it's an expression from the soul. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me. I bless his holy name. I bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Who forgiveth thy iniquities, who healeth thy diseases, who crowneth thee with love and kindness and tender mercies, that satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. Oh, that man, I would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works. I'm telling you, God's are thinking about us tonight. Everyone in this house, you're in God's mind and you're in God's heart, and he cares about you. I look around you where God has brought you from and where you are tonight. I give him a praise in the house.
Thank you.
I tell you, the Holy Ghost is real, and the Spirit of God is alive. He's good in the soul. He's good way down inside the inner man.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh.
He said, many are thy thoughts which are to usward.
Right.
David said they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. David said there's so many. You could not count them all. The little things. If I should declare and speak of them, they're more than can be numbered.
Yeah.
What are you saying, psalmist? If I sat down and with my pen and paper and start writing right now and write down my every blessing and every touch, my every deliverance, hallelujah, that God has sent my way. If I tried to count them all, there's so many that I would overlook. Hallelujah. Oh, so many that I haven't praised him for. The Lord cries out all through the scripture, don't forget me. Oh, my children, remember what I've done and where I brought you from. And I'm telling you, I could go down a book this thick and write every blessing down. Hey, Lord, the God's done for me. I'm telling you, I'd come up short, but I got a praise for him. And I say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My tongue is a pen of a ready writer. Hey, Lord, raise your head and praise him in the house. I got something to praise him for. Well, glory to God, I feel him. He's real. He's a God. Hey, he's alive.
Yes.
I'd never be able to write
them. There ain't enough ink in a quill to write down what he's done for me. Oh, Lord. The biggest thing and the best thing that he's ever done for me is when he washed me in the blood and he forgave me of my sins. Hallelujah. And he forgave all and he brought me out. And can you say thank God for Jesus that if I don't have anything else that I praise him for, I can praise him for this salvation.
Yes.
See, that's how I get my blessing. I get my study back here. I'll have a good prayer. I don't know. You know, everybody's got their own way of praying. I don't feel like I really pray until something starts to turn in here and I start thinking about the Lord and read some scriptures. And I close my eyes over my Bible and I'll say, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. And right then the tears will start rolling down my face. And then I can pray. I said, then I can pray. And then I can praise him. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, I have church back in the end of that house. Oh, Lord. How many knows that tears are a language that God understands? He even bottles them up in heaven. Are they not in thy book? Are they not in the puddle? Ain't you put all of my tears? I'm telling you, there's tears of sadness. There's tears from pain. But I'm telling you, I want my tears to be tears of joy. This is joy unspeakable. Brother Charles, and it's all of glory. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My tears of joy. He brought me out. He lifted me up. Well, glory. I'm on my way to heaven, and the journeys are getting sweeter every day.
Yeah.
And honest, I feel this before I get here. I got back there writing this. I said, "Woo, this sounds pretty good."
Hey, this is sounding good. I think I'll write another night.
You be honest, Anna. You be surprised. I'll write one line like that, and God feeds it on us. I can smell the ink on that, off the paper. And I'm not just saying it.
Amen.
I get in the spirit writing. Oh, Lord, I praise you for what he's done. I praise you, Lord. I praise you for the little things. I praise you for the little things, Lord. Oh, glory, glory. Don't forget me. It's what God is saying. Oh. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. He's thinking about us.
Oh, yeah.
Are we thinking about him?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end. That expected in the Hebrew means give you hope in the end. The Lord is saying, you don't know the times that I thought about you. You were in my mind, and I was there when you didn't even know it. You don't know the times, the Lord's saying. You don't realize the times I've kept you, and that I came through and I helped you. I have brought you to where you are today. And you've come a long way because I brought you there.
Yes.
I never left you.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. David said in Psalms 40:17, I am poor and needy. You ever been there?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
One way or the other.
Oh, yes.
Yet the Lord thinketh upon me. I'm never out of his sight, David is saying, never. Oh, Lord, come on now. Psalms 139. Oh, Lord, thou hast searched me and knowing me. You know my down sitting and my uprising. You know when I sit down. You know when I get up. You compass my path and my lying down when I go to bed. And you are acquainted with all of my ways. Thou hast laid thine hand upon me. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? If I would take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. How precious are thy thoughts unto me, oh my God. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand, the little things, the small things. Don't despise and overlook the little things in your life.
Right.
Right. Yes.
All right, you all ready for my poem? I had to write a poem all day. Wouldn't be a message if I didn't write a poem. Ain't you glad that God is in the little things? Surely we're blessed beyond measure. You see, it's not always the great big thing that we ought to thank him for. Let's praise him for all the small things. Lord, I'm thankful for my home and a good place to sleep.
Amen.
I praise you, Jesus, for the food and the shoes on my feet. I'm not wealthy or rich, but I'm clothed and I'm fed. My Lord walks right beside me. By his hand I am led. If I should count all of my blessings and name them one by one, oh, the wonder of it all, of the things for me God has done. I thank him for my life, the strength he gives me each day. Jesus got me up this morning. He's the one that started me on my way. I praise him for my health, that I can rise and walk. I got my right mind. I can sing his praise and I can talk. Most of all, I praise him for the day that he saved my soul from sin. He forgave me and cleansed me and put his love down deep within. You may ask me why I'm happy, why that I feel so glad and free. I really, really started living that day that I met Christ at Calvary. This world doesn't interest me with its pleasures and its gold. I'm happy now in Jesus. I've got treasures untold. I've had my blessings on the mountains. I've had my trials in the valley below. But this one thing I can tell you, my God's been faithful. This I truly know. I've served my Lord for many years now. I'm closer to heaven than I've ever been. I long to go and hear my Savior say, "Well done, my child, enter in." Raise your little hands and praise Him.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
She wants to come to the piano. Oh, thank you, Lord. How many knows hallelujahs are in order? Praises are in order unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. God creates the fruit of the lips. If we would offer unto Him the sacrifice of praise, He'll bring fruit out of all. How many times, Brother Charles, I went to God and prayed. Hallelujah. And I knew I was a praying. I knew that He was hearing me. But when I broke into a praise and started worshiping and praising Him, there was something broke. It broke loose inside of me. I tell you, the victory's in your mouth when you begin to be thankful and bless the Lord and magnify Him from the depths of your heart. It'll bring the victory. It'll lift you in the spirit. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Everybody that's in the house, if you want to stand, stand. That's able to stand as they sing. Let's right now take a few minutes and say, "Jesus, I just want to bow my head or my knees. And I want to thank you for all the little things that I've overlooked, God, and I haven't thanked you for. What I am today, I'm where I am today because of you, and I give you praise." Come on, let's praise. Let's pray. Let's ask you, Jesus, 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 Lord, holy, holy, holy. Let's worship. Come on, let's worship Him and thank Him for every touch. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you.